You know, the last couple of weeks in particular have really, for me, brought home the notion that we live in some, to put it simply, I guess, very fragile vessels, specifically our bodies. It's been said that as we age, we enter the golden years. However, I know that's been modified to say that we enter the rusty years, really, as everything begins to ache and creak and pain and becomes very breakable. And as we age, if we gauge who our friends are by who we spend the most time with, the list could be modified, and at the top of that list would be our GP, several specialists, and much of the staff at the emergency unit at the hospital. How many of us spend hours waiting in some sort of medical professional's office, waiting and waiting and waiting some more? Look around our congregation and we can list a large number of folks who have had some bad falls over these last couple of weeks, some needing surgery to fix it, what at one time wouldn't have even slowed anybody down at all. A simple stumble and we're off to surgery. Life sure is the rusty years for so many of us. Even if we have relatively good health, our bodies seem to let us down when it comes to bumps and bruises. But God tells us we have an extraordinary power contained in these clay jars, our bodies. And before we take a look at this a little more, let's take a moment to pray for the Holy Spirit's guiding. Let's bow our heads. Spirit of the living God, we can get frustrated very often by the limits of age, whatever that age may be. But you give us a promise of something very wonderful that we carry around in these clay jars, these rusty buckets. It's the Holy Spirit. And so we ask that you'll have the Holy Spirit calm our minds and help us to put away any little distractions or sleepiness or anything that's trying to pull us away from listening to your guiding voice this day. And Lord, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my mind will be acceptable to you and your people this day. And it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Now, as you know, I tend to follow the Revised Common Lectionary, which has got a 3-year cycle, and having been here now more than 2 of those cycles, we're coming around to some scriptures that I've referenced before. And when I have done preaching on this particular today's lection reading, I've focused on the story of Samuel and Eli. I've also spent time talking about Jesus on the Sabbath and all that's gone on there. But today, and then I try to tie them all together, I suppose, but today I really want to focus for a moment on the reading that we found in Paul's second letter to this congregation in Corinth. And here's what it says in summary. We have a treasure in clay jars, verse 7. And the question, of course, is, why is that there? And again in verse 7, so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. So the next question, of course, is, what is this extraordinary power? And verse 11 tells us that the life of Jesus may be made visible in our mortal flesh. And then how do we do that? Let light shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. These clay jars that Paul's writing about are, of course, the frail bodies that we have that contain our spirit, and that spirit is powered or fueled by the Spirit of God. The difference we live as Christians is quite simply all about that power that forms a light, as I talked about with the children, in the dark world. We are supposed to be a light for a world in which we live. We can all agree that the jars that we live in, our bodies, are frail and are becoming more so as time goes along. But it is our duty as Jesus followers to shine a light from within, guiding the world without. I want to read to you from Ecclesiastes 12 something that talks about age. In fact, Ecclesiastes 12 in some translation has a title called The Problems of Old Age. Remember your Creator while you are young, before the days of trouble come and the years when you say, I find no pleasure in them. When you get old, the light from the sun, moon, and stars will grow dark. The rain clouds will never seem to go away. At that time, your arms will shake and your legs will become weak. Your teeth will fall out so you cannot chew, and your eyes will not see clearly. Your ears will be deaf to the noise in the streets, and you will barely hear the millstone grinding grain. You'll wake up when the birds start singing, and you'll barely hear singing. You will fear high places and will be afraid to go for a walk. Your hair will become white like the flowers on an almond tree. You will limp along like a grasshopper when you walk. Your appetite will be gone. Then you will go to your everlasting home and people will go to your funeral. Soon your life will snap like a silver chain or break like a golden bowl. You will be like a broken pitcher at a spring or a broken wheel at a well. You will turn back into the dust of the earth again, but your spirit will return to God who gave it. And he concludes this chapter with, everything is useless. The teacher says that everything is useless. What an encouraging word from the book of Ecclesiastes. Often when I've spoken on this particular section, I quote from William Shakespeare, all the world's stage and the stages that we go through, but I think that very much puts it so much more in context from Scripture. Some days, that's how we feel. What the heck's going on? I can barely see, I can barely hear, I can barely walk. I feel like the pot, this clay jar is cracking and falling apart. So I have a demonstration I want to give you here. First of all, I have a sort of a clay pot here. It's a teapot. It's one I've used, one of my Tim Hortons specials, and it's all, well used as teapots get to be. The problem with this particular teapot is it's not broken or anything. It's pretty much whole. And if I were to show you, there is a light in there, but you really can't see it. And because this pot's in relatively good shape. Now, I didn't have a cracked pot, but I have one that's got some holes in it, if I can keep the light on. And if you can see what the difference is with the holes in this particular pot, you can see the light shining out. You can see the light. There's a phrase, and I wrote it down on a little piece of paper this morning, that God uses cracked pots. And we're all a little cracked pots, I think, in our own little ways. But the good part of that is that the things in these bodies that contain God's Spirit, the cracks and whatnot that we have, let that light shine out and let the world see that there's a difference in our lives. I know I've said to you before, but I really want to say it again, especially in light of this. I've had the honor, I'm going to say it that way, and I really mean honor, to sit at the bedside over the last 10 years I've been doing that, sit at the bedside of some people who are dying. And I've noticed, in some cases, even though they're a cracked pot, there's a light that shines out of their lives. But I've equally sat in the presence of some people who are breathing their last, who do not have that light in their life. And I've even sat once or twice with someone who didn't have any family or friends with them. They didn't have any family or friends. And they're all alone. So they've got me and the nursing staff. And in that quiet moment, and I'm trying to build this image for you without being melodramatic, but it's nighttime generally when I get called in on something like this, and the lights in the room are rather dim just because it's more peaceful. I've sat with some very angry people, and they're angry because they have no hope. All they have is fear and darkness. And all they can think about, maybe, although they're not thinking about it specifically from Ecclesiastes, is a life that Ecclesiastes describes. There's nothing at the other end. Their life is not shining from within. And all that they had hoped for in this world, all that they had built in this world is gone. And everything that they've experienced with all their five senses, as described in Ecclesiastes, are fading. And that's why there's that fear and that lack of hope. But I've also been with people, as I said, whose light has been shining so brightly in those moments. And what a difference it makes. And when I talk to the medical staff, they see the difference too. Now, it's not that they're coping better. That's not what I'm talking about. You know, because that's an expectation I know that comes often with certain sort of Christian folks. And I've experienced that in my past. You know, no matter what's going on, we smile. We're Christians. You know, God loves us and we're going to smile. And even when I can't walk very well and even when life's not going, I'm going to smile anyway. It's not coping skills I'm talking about. It's that cracked pot. Despite the fact that I'm broken, and I acknowledge that I'm broken, I wish this was kind of cracked to demonstrate it better, despite the fact that it's not 100% and I can still complain because it hurts, there's a light that shines out from inside that makes a difference. So it's not just strictly coping skills I'm talking about. It's the treasure that's contained. And Renata, I want to thank you so much for picking the picture that you did for our bulletin cover, because there are cracked pots on the front of that cover. And if you look, there's a bit of light shining out of those things. There's a light that shines out, and I'm telling you, it makes a difference. And that's why we're being called as Christians, the Jesus followers, to shine a light that makes a difference. Not to be smile when things are going terribly, not great. Because, you know, we suffer just like everybody else with physical stuff, especially as we age. To give you sort of the context of where some of this is coming from, I was dealing with two other congregations, as you know, last year. These people didn't know me, didn't know my background, really didn't know anything about me. And I was fine. I was happy with that. And I went to a luncheon that they had, and a friend of mine, a colleague and friend of mine, who I've known for many, many years, well, I walked in and he was sitting at the table and he was recounting some great story. And the people are all sitting around this table, and there was six or eight of them all listening to him. And he was telling the story. I thought, "Whoa, what's he talking about? I want to hear this." And I kind of get in, and he was talking about me. And I was embarrassed, I have to say, in one sense, because he was saying about all the stuff he's known over the years, because he's known me since I was much, much younger, and all the different things that have happened in my life. And the different things that have happened to me is for physical ailments as well. And saying that he's astounded as to, you know, how I keep going. And I'm not boasting in that respect, because I was very embarrassed. But it struck me that this is the perception that's, and people were agreeing because they got to know me a little better at the table. That's the difference. It's not that I smiled through all these situations, because I complained like over the years, asked people who are close to me, somebody sitting here, moaning in my sleep and moaning when I'm awake, and why is this happening to me, and all those kinds of things that we all go through. But there was a light that shone through all of that. And everybody in this room, I can look around and you've all faced situations in your life, and you didn't just smile your way through. You cried sometimes, and you were mad sometimes, and you were sad some other times, but there was a light that made a difference. That extraordinary power that Paul talks about shone through. But we have this treasure in clay jars so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us, because left alone, this cracked pot wouldn't make it. It's that power that God gives us. We, you and I are here today. We have something that makes all the difference in the world, an extraordinary power that belongs to God and does not come from us. This extraordinary power gets us through our rusty years. And yes, we can get discouraged. Sure, we can get upset, disheartened. Sure, we can feel a bit sad at times. But we have a hope that's found in the light of Jesus so that so many others, they just don't have. Our task in the world today, is to shine that light in the way in which we live, facing the rusty years and the things that can trip us up physically and emotionally and spiritually. Again, I'm going to quote from Corinthians. We have this treasure in clay jars so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. That the life of Jesus may be made visible in our mortal flesh. Let the light shine out in the darkness. For the one who has shone in our hearts to give the light to the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That's our role. And we're doing it, many of us here today. And we've been doing it. Amen to that. And thanks be to God that we have that promise that God uses cracked pots. Amen. If we take a moment to reflect where our rich blessings come from, we know they come from the Lord. So let us acknowledge God as the source of our blessings through our offerings and ourselves now.